You're listening to On Call, the service podcast from Renfrew North Parish Church. Why not check out our website at www.renfrewnorth.org.uk, or you can visit us on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. You can also sign up to our email newsletter, which is news@renfrewnorth. Visit our website for more details. Good morning and welcome to this service on Pentecost Sunday. I wonder, are you feeling a little bit excited, seeing light at the end of the tunnel with the easing of the lockdown restrictions? An opportunity to go out into the garden a bit more, or meet with a friend in the garden, or do some more exercise. Whatever is meaning for you, I hope that you're able to take part in it and to enjoy an easing a little bit more. I wonder whether you think that this is as exciting as the events that happen on Pentecost Sunday, because for them, that time was amazing. Lots of new things happened, and I'll go into that when I read from the passage in a moment. But Pentecost Sunday was that occasion where Christians were given that the blessing and the power and the infilling of the Holy Spirit, something that had been promised to them, but now was being given to them. I'm going to read from Acts chapter 2, some familiar verses that we read most Pentecost Sundays. But Acts chapter 2, reading from verse 1. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now there were staying in Jerusalem God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment because each one heard them speaking in his own language. Utterly amazed, they asked, "Are not all these men who are speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each of us hears them in his own native language? Parthians, Medes and Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya near Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs, we hear them declaring the wonders of God in our own tongues." And amazed and perplexed, they asked one another, "What does this mean?" However, some of them made fun and said, "They've had too much wine." And then the reading goes on, because Peter wants to explain to those listening that this is all being foreseen by the prophet Joel. That the prophet says there will come a time in the future where something will happen. Peter goes on. He raised his voice and addressed the crowd. "Fellow Jews and all of you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I say. These men are not drunk, as you suppose. It's only 9 in the morning. No, this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. I will show wonders in the heaven above and signs on the earth below, and everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." So in that reading, we see that old men will dream dreams and young men will have visions. Young men seeing those visions, old men dreaming dreams. That's what is so exciting about our faith, that God has given this ability through his Holy Spirit to dream dreams and have visions. We are told elsewhere that the Holy Spirit is an encourager, someone who strengthens, someone who guides, someone who shows us the right way, and that when we come to know Jesus, we are all filled with God's own Spirit. Not only are we all made in the image of God, but we can act with the Spirit of God. And so that Holy Spirit that we are filled with gives us that opportunity, that possibility of having visions and dreams, having a boldness. We can imagine what the future might be like. When conditions are right at the end of the coronavirus or COVID-19 situation, we were allowed to spend some time worshipping in our churches. How do we reimagine church to be? Will it be the same as we left it, or will things be different? Maybe we can imagine a different way of doing things, a different way of being church. Will we have that boldness to reimagine what Christ is calling us to do through his church? These are amazing things to think about. The way in which God's Holy Spirit not just transforms us or fills us with power, but gives us that opportunity and that possibility to dream dreams and have visions of what Jesus is calling us to do. This is Pentecost Sunday, and there will be many who may have access to the internet that are able to watch the special Pentecost Sunday service on the Church of Scotland website. So if you do have access to the website, you have an opportunity there to watch that Pentecost Sunday. If not, there are services on the television, Reflections on the Key, and Songs of Praise, of course, to help us, to strengthen us in our Christian journey. And of course, tonight, we're also invited to join together at 7 o'clock with Christians all over Scotland, praying together with whatever God has laid upon your heart. I'd like to finish now with a prayer. It's the prayer that we're all invited to share together with other Christians tonight at 7. Let's pray. Almighty God, by your Spirit, you brought order from chaos. By your brooding Spirit, hovering over the void, you spoke, and there was something rather than nothing. Create and recreate in and through us, we pray. Almighty God, by your Spirit, you equipped and gifted and led our ancestors to know you and to serve you and to glorify you. Continue to equip and enable us, we pray. And then, Almighty God, as promised by the prophets and as never before, you poured out your Spirit on these first believers, on men and women, on the old and the young, and they were transformed and made alive, as dry bones brought to life. Pour out your Spirit on us, we pray. Almighty God, in these turbulent and uncertain times, send us the Comforter, that we might know you to be near. Grant us your healing touch, and help us to know the rest that comes from resting in you. For the loving touch of your Spirit, we pray. Almighty God, by what seemed as a rushing wind and as tongues of fire you brought your church to life, come to your church now, we pray, that by the same Spirit we might be renewed and refreshed and remade and revived. Yes, Lord, grant us a fresh outpouring of your Spirit, we pray. And all our prayers we offer in the name of our Lord and Saviour, none other than Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you for joining with me today, and I hope that during this week you stay safe and stay well.